Toyan has came out with yet another really cool engine. This time it's a miniature version of the rotary engine, which is so small you could barely see it. I mean, look at how tiny this thing is. I don't think I've ever seen an engine this small. This engine is so tiny, it fits right in the palm of my hand. And this is the world's smallest rotary engine at a mere 2.4 cc's. That's only 0.14 cubic inches and 0.7 horsepower. It's almost exactly half the size of the see-through rotary engine that I built and I was gonna sell a few years ago. I'm gonna pull this apart and see if we could see what's inside. Here's the flywheel with the little counterweight. Just like a rotary should be, it's very simple. There's not many parts. There's only that flywheel, the rear housing, front housing, and the center housing there that houses the rotor. I'm gonna be super careful because the last thing I want is for parts to fly all over the place. I will never find them. Oh, there we go. Wow, look at that rotor. That thing is the tiniest thing ever. Look at how small that is. There's my finger next to it. That thing is so tiny. And to give you an idea of the size of this thing, this here is the 4.9 cc rotary that I put together like 3 or 4 years ago. At the time, this was the smallest rotary in the world, and this is the tiny little rotary from Toyan. It is literally half the size. I mean, look at how small that is. And this is how the rotor moves when the engine is operating. This is the intake stroke, compression, power stroke, and exhaust. I'll leave a link in the description to a video that I did before with the see-through rotary engine in slow motion. You can get a really good idea for how these rotary engines work and the cycle. In an unforeseen turn of events, the housing fell off and the apex seals came out and almost got lost. But it gave me the opportunity to show you how small those apex seals actually are. Look at them next to a pen. They are so tiny. How I'm gonna get them back in there, I'm not sure yet, but I'm gonna be very, very careful.